To caffeinate or not to caffeinate, here we go again. The latest new study shows regular coffee isn't linked to heart disease, but decaf is.
You know, every month it's the same person that does this. He just does the same study over and over. He keeps contradicting himself so he can get more money, more federal money. Another research grant. No, I think decaf gives people heart attacks.
Well, those who drink four or more cups of the Joe without the jolt were 63% more likely to have heart problems.
The Joe without the jolt?
Yeah.
I like it. That's our slogan.
I thought twice about doing that, and I thought...
Oh, what the heck? It's cute.
They'll mock me, but I love it.
I'm really getting into some creative things here.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
it.
How do I work that into the traffic in the morning?
Well, if any of you have had the Joe without the jolt, be sure to drive safely and stay awake. I don't know why you'd want to drink coffee with no caffeine. There's no reason.
Maybe it's, say, 10 o'clock at night, you've just finished dinner. You want a little taste of coffee, but you know it would keep you up.
I don't like the taste of it, so I drink it strictly for the caffeine.
Well, they're saying the decaf raises your levels of LDL. That's the bad cholesterol, low-density lipoproteins. So that's why you don't want to have it.
How could coffee do that? It doesn't have any fat in it.
I think it has some oils. Oh. It has some oil. Like, if you look at the top of a coffee... The mug, after you pour it,
I always figure that's just because Jim doesn't wash it out.
No, I guess we can't blame him.
No. A lawsuit to protect the copyrights to a poster of animal penises has been filed.
All right, that's it.
I didn't want to bring this up, but Lisa's mother called during the second newscast yesterday, and she said, if you don't get some real news in there, you're not to come over for dinner on Sunday. I mean, she called her out.
She had to leave the room because her mom yelled
at her. She came back, and she went right to the weather. My mother called her. She said I'm being too silly.
Too long, and I can't, she knows, she can tell I'm making this stuff up.
So, is she calling now?
Yeah. Animal penises, please, honey? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Is that why we sent you to college?
She's still at work right now.
Yeah.
Is that why we sent you to college? So you could talk about animal penises?
This is very serious to this magazine publication.
What is it, Animal Penis Monthly? What? Barnyard sex?
It's a mail order business, and they're suing a Chicago man for reproducing and selling their copyrighted poster.
Well, okay.
And this is legitimate.
That's kind of a cool idea for a poster.
Yeah, apparently.
It's a conversation starter in the old basement. Wouldn't it be good?
Yeah. It sounds like a.
How about in our office? Let's just get those kinds of posters for our office.
All the way down the hall,
like weird surgery things.
Stuff.
And then we could have like a pig fetus, you know, on the shelf and just really scare people.
Well, this one's called Penises of the Animal Kingdom.
All right, little Lisa, I think you're done.
Goes from gerbil to elephant or something? Is that?
It's like that haircut chart, but it's with animal penises. Yeah.
It's a comparative anatomy chart of the male copulatory organs.
Is her mother on the phone yet?
Of several animals from man to whale.
Oh, sure, now that's not fair.
Sure, you put me up against a whale, it's going to look small. Put me up against like a
gerbil, which we have done and you've enjoyed it.
Or a porcupine, you know, something like that. A possum, a woolly marmot, you know.
Woolly marmot.
Marmot.
Marmot? What is it?
A marmot.
It's some sort of animal.
Isn't that what Elmer Fudd used to say? You woolly marmot.
No, Squooey Wabbit.
No.
Is the Squooey Wabbit on there?
I think so. It's a pretty comprehensive chart.
Let's get one of these charts. Take a peeky boo.
I'm serious. I think we need one for the office. What's that? Oh, just a...
It's from Scientific Novelty.
Something Gary and I are studying.
What did you call it? A
pop or cop?
Copulatory.
Copulatory.
Oh, I thought you said populatory. You know, population. And, you know, pop goes the weasel. You know, like that.
The company is peeved that this guy is selling low-quality duplicates of their chart, so they're taking him to court.
Oh, sure.
Imagine that.
We have, Your Honor, we have high-quality photographs of all the animals' penises.
Look it. You can see the
Now, you know, it takes a lot of time to get the animal under the underside of the animal lit properly. To get the animal in a state of semi-arousal.
To hold the whale still took hours.
Yeah. You know, that thing, you know, it's giant, Your Honor. I mean, my son was on the shoot with us. He was knocked unconscious by it when it became out of control.
I'd like to see
it's
this unwieldy. In front of Wapner.
And then to take the photograph and, to, you know, you have to retouch them.
I'd like to see Rusty put it up on the bulletin board. Do you have a copy of this? Rusty, could you put it up on the bulletin board? Imagine that case.
How'd you get the whale to do that? Well, it wasn't easy, Your Honor. We had to get a female whale. And then, aren't they all pretty much the same? Just different sizes?
Is that what you're telling the wife? What do you mean?
No, I mean, but what do you need to see? I mean, they're all pretty much the same, right? Who's going to need to
know
that?
You ever seen a pig?
Huh? Is it curly like their tail? Who's going to need to know
it
that?
Is.
So you can, so if you find one, like unattached somewhere, you can know. Looks like a pig. Can't really tell, but I'll have to check it against
Steve,
the chart.
Steve, it's scientific novelty. Novelty is the key word here. You have it in your garage, in your rec room, you know.
Okay.
The guys come over
it's
to watch
like
the football game.
Poster.
I would think.
Well, they say they also are used for educational purposes.
Well, yes.
Yeah, right.
Okay, you go, come
class.
I found this in a field. Wonder what kind of penis it is. And then you go over to the chart with
yeah,
the teacher,
you match
with
it
Miss
up.
Sally.
Okay, class, this is a monkey. Here, this is you.
Looks like little Bobby found a rooster thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like
we'll
to
put
see,
that in a jar and put it right up on the shelf.
Like to see Mr. Rogers do a few minutes on that.
Yeah.
Look what we have here. Look what I found on the way in
to
the neighborhood.
The male rat.
Belongs to a rabbit. Yeah. Look at the chart I got for you. Do you like it? Yeah, I knew you would. I'm going to show you how I match up. Whoa. Okay.
I'm going to stand over here by the way.
Lisa stacked that one nicely.
Yeah, that's pretty good. We'll come back and find out about the weather.
Fair skies, cool temps tonight. Lows near 40 or just under 40 in the suburbs. Upper 40s near the lake. Tomorrow, pretty darn nice. Partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 65. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low down to 44. Right now, 59 at O'Hare, 59 at Midway, and 56 degrees at AM 1000. I'm Lisa Dominique.
Thanks, Lisa. We'll see you a little later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Steve is not in the studio to taste your wonderful applesauce.
I guess that means you'll have to do it alone, Gary. Are you man enough?
No, sure. So you made this when?
I made it Sunday afternoon. You know, there's no sugar in it, okay? So if you want some, I have it out there. This is au naturel.
That's not bad. A lot of cinnamon.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah? I mean, you're eating a lot of it.
Well, I don't want to offend you.
Oh, no.
No,
no
it's fine.
I know,
it's good.
Really. You won't hurt my feelings.
Hmm.
Really, it's do you
really
like
good.
It? Or are
yeah.
you just saying
no,
that because you think I'll run out screaming and crying?
No, it's really good. You have a whole jug of it here, too, so obviously not going over big at home. What?
There's nobody at home to eat it.
Oh.
I made a lot.
Steve.
Sorry, I had a little bite during the commercial. I had a little bite during the commercial, so I had to go puke.
You're trying to make me whimper. See?
I'd like to make you whimper.
Have you really tried it?
Did you really?
Have you tried it?
No.
If you need sugar, I brought a little Tupperware tub full. Now, it won't. It'll probably be
oh,
granular.
Oh, sure. Tub. She says tub. See?
Oh.
Get it?
I would never. God. I think you are a beautiful specimen. I would never say that.
Ever seen this? Ah! It's very good. It's good.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm getting the, like, you
the
have
courtesy
to say,
eat?
The courtesy
no,
eat.
No, I like
yeah.
it a lot. It's very good.
We had my
like
cookies.
Like a nice piece of pork roast with it. Some gravy, maybe
oh,
a double.
That's
yeah.
right. You had cookies in here, and
yeah.
they were great.
Those cookies you made were outstanding.
Well, you know, I've never told Steve this, and I probably should tell him, but the first time I ever really heard the show in its entirety was that day when I moved back here.
It was a dark day for all of us when he right. killed billions of unborn babies in his own scrotum.
And was named Father of the Year in the same breath.
How do you figure that?
Killed billions of his own babies in his own scrotum by over by there and threw them into a dumpster.
Damn.
Like so much garbage.
If Lisa sick. Was black, she'd be Law Baron.
Law
by the way, yeah.
She'd also drive one.
Mm-hmm.
Trekkie alert, the Enterprise sails again. Star Trek VI starts
filming. Send it over to
actually,
the Middle East.
Dominique would just be her first name.
That's right. LeBaron.
It would be Dominique Lisa.
Yeah.
Something like that.
They start filming this spring, the entire original crew once again boldly going where no one's gone before.
Ooh, what? Star Trek, I guess.
Star Trek VI. They start filming this spring.
Boy, that's just what we need. That's a good use of celluloid, petroleum, a petroleum-based product.
They got Poon. No cartoon, though. A couple of kids popped a video into the old VCR.
And then made some Tang.
They got what?
Got Poon, but no cartoon.
Hey, let's go make some Tang. Yeah.
What's this story about?
You'll see.
Let it unfold, Gary.
I'm trying to.
I knew this would whet your salacious appetite.
It is doing that.
Well, they wanted to see Buttons the Bear and Rusty the Fox, but they got a full-blown orgy instead. Now, the company just can't imagine who taped the X-rated movie over the cartoon show, but now they're going to have to trash about 20,000 copies just to make sure.
Of which video?
Buttons the Bear and Rusty the Fox.
How is Bear spelled?
That's the porno. What's the name of the kid's video? Gary, when are you going to return my Rear Admiral laser disc? Huh?
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Weather after this.
That's all
okay,
I have.
Okay.